The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday. Bring it down just a notch, yeah. Selena. It's Monday. My bad. Yeah. All right, first talk back of the day. Let's do it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Hope y'all had a good, safe 4th of July. And speaking of 4th of July, did I overhear that Selena went to the great city of Patterson?
Okay, first of all, nobody's ever called it the great city of Patterson.
I was going to say great city.
But the city of Patterson, yes. Is that where you celebrated the 4th?
I did. I was in Patterson.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. If you don't even know where it is, I still don't. Okay. It's just like out that way.
Which direction are you pointing right now? Because people can't see where you're pointing.
I think right now I might be pointing west, but Patterson is actually east.
East.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know which way I'm actually pointing right now.
That
but
way.
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. It's out there. And oh my God, you guys, it was so hot. Like this all last week, Jess is talking about, you know, summer's not going to really be summering on your 4th.
4th. Pack a sweater.
It's not going to be that hot. Oh, you go to Patterson. It was 100 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yes. Thank God it wasn't like the humid kind of hot, though.
Oh, okay.
That I would not have been able to do.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
Drinking in the dry heat. That's a dangerous mix.
I
was like, the whole time I felt like drunker than I was. I was like, I don't know if this is normal. I don't like it. And then because it's,
what do you mean you don't like it? Isn't that the point? When you're drinking, aren't you trying to get drunk?
I don't know. I feel like it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's very dangerous.
All right.
And then because it's Patterson, there's no like official like fireworks display. You know what I mean?
Why are you besmirching the great city of Patterson like that? What are you saying? Patterson's not great enough of a city to have their own fireworks?
I mean, they can if they want, but they don't. That's the point. And so the residents there, they put on their own fireworks display. So we were at my husband's godbrother's house.
Okay.
What's a godbrother? Whatever.
Like he has a godmom, and then that's her son, so that they're godbrothers.
Oh, all right.
So he decided, well, we're going to do our own fireworks display this year. So he got, you know, like the big ones.
Okay.
Oh. He got the big ones.
That's what she said.
And so did everybody on their street, apparently. So the street is lit up, but these things, you guys, are so dangerous. Entire time, I'm like, please. And thankfully, my husband wasn't lighting any of them. It was, you know, everybody else. But I'm just like, please do not get your fingers blown off. Like, don't do that in front of me. And then they go to light one. The thing falls over. And at first, I'm like, why are they going sideways? Like, down the street.
Yeah.
And then they get closer and closer. One of them like grazed my elbow. Oh, like my elbow like literally like hurt still.
It was going to take your elbow out and you weren't even the one lighting it?
Yeah.
And you were going to be on the news. Patterson woman loses elbow in fireworks accident.
I know.
You were going to have to be like, I'm not from Patterson. Yeah, right. I'm just visiting.
Everybody would know me as from there.
Yes.
That's even worse than losing my elbow.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Dang.
Okay, yeah, hopefully.
So I don't recommend those.
I haven't seen any Bay Area stories of any digits or hands lost yet. I know there was a guy in the East Bay, a kid in the East Bay that had a fireworks accident a couple weeks ago, but I haven't heard of any other ones. I hope it stays that way.
I hope so.
Because, yeah, those things are dangerous.
Yeah. Should we do a second talk back of the day really quick?
Yeah, why not?
Good morning, JV Show. It is currently 4:00 in the morning, and I just want to say, Graham, I agree with your pet peeve. My gosh, why is there lights that are green when there's no cars? And I'm just sitting there waiting for minutes upon minutes for my light to turn green. There's no cars coming. Why is the light green for the opposite side? I just wanted to rant a little bit this morning.
Yeah, why AI? That was not AI's first task. Tackle the traffic light situation. Just reorganize the entire traffic grid and make it so that lights don't ever change when there's no car coming that direction.
I agree.
That should have been AI's first task. Instead, we're having to do a bunch of stupid stuff.
Taylor Swift AI pictures.
Right. Yeah. We're having to do all that. Can we just task it with stoplights? Just fix the stoplights.
That
happens
would have been
to me every morning coming down 29 through American Canyon and Vallejo. I'm just sitting at a light. There's nobody there except me.
That's almost too logical, though. So it's like, why would they do that?
Right.
That actually makes perfect sense.
There's no money
sense.
In it. That's right. Why.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
It's Monday, so let's take a look at your weekend box office. Did you guys know there was a movie about George Washington out?
What?
Yeah, it just came out. Young Washington. This was its debut weekend. It's at number 3.
Young Washington?
Yeah.
No way.
Move over, young Sheldon. Young Washington.
Young Washington. Toy Story 5 at number 2. And then number 1, Minions and Monsters. $36.4 million. Supergirl, if you care, dropped 73%.
Out.
And is at number 4.
Major flop. All right, sadly, take a moment. Say goodbyes to Team Mexico in the World Cup. They lost 3-2 yesterday to England in front of a raucous crowd in Mexico City. Following a red card to one of England's players, Mexico had a man advantage in the second half, but they were unable to complete the comeback. Now all eyes are on the U.S. team as they're going to be taking the pitch this evening against Belgium. That game is in Seattle. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock. USA!
USA! USA!
Morning clouds and patchy fog to start your Monday. We will get some sunshine by late morning. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. We will get some 80s back later this week, you guys.
I had a lot of fogizzle on my drive in this morning.
So much fogizzle.
Wipers were running. Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be a 9. The universe is aligning for you, and you're going to be sliding into that parallel parking spot today on the first try and nailing presentations at work. You deserve every second of that moment, so walk into the rest of your day like someone who just proved they have it all figured out, because today, you kind of do. That's good.
Yeah, I love that.
Really good.
Next, we are going to go back to talking about the World Cup a little bit because, Jess, you went to one of the watch parties.
Yes.
So we'll see how that was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So let's talk about yesterday, Jess.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, devastating loss. Okay.
Very.
We're moving on from that part, but I want to talk about the watch parties because you know how everyone was going to the San Pedro watch parties in San Jose?
Yeah.
Like, that was like the main spot for watch parties in the Bay. Well, there was just way too many people that were showing up specifically to the Mexico watch parties. So late last week, they were like, we're not going to do that. Like, we're not going to have another watch party for the Mexico game anymore for this upcoming Sunday.
That's lame.
Because it was too many people.
The thing is, there were too many people. And it was the amount of people, I think, because last time there was like 40,000 people that showed up and
like
there was
the streets
just
flooded.
There was no way that people could even like get in there to actually watch the game. But I think it was partly that and partly the fact that people sometimes don't know how to act and they're acting a little dumb, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. So understandable because they're just trying to keep everybody safe. So I wake up on Friday and I am seeing this everywhere and seeing people. Like, I'm watching TikToks and people are talking about how, hey, it's not happening at San Pedro anymore. Like, you know, they're moving it somewhere else. And they said they were going to split it into two, basically. They were going to have two giant venues so that it could be a little bit more safe. So they're saying SAP Center and Discovery Meadows Park. So I was like, okay, never been to Discovery Meadows Park. Let me figure out where this even is. Let me, like, you know, figure out how to get tickets because they were like, we are going to open up tickets and it's going to be RSVP only. You need to have the ticket. It's going to be free, but you need to have the ticket in order to get in. If you don't have one, you're not getting in. And we're going to sell. We're going to have a certain amount available for you to RSVP too. So I'm like in bed, just woke up, like eye booger still in my eyes. And I'm like trying to figure out where can I get these tickets?
Did you leave the eye boogers in there all weekend?
No. These are different ones.
Okay.
These are new ones.
You're sporting today.
They regenerated, yeah, of course. So I'm like furiously trying to get these tickets. I end up getting some for Discovery Meadow. And after I get them, then they're like, oh, yeah, actually, you know, the game's supposed to happen at 5, but we're going to move it to 12 because of the weather.
That added like a whole extra layer of like confusingness.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what time is this game going to start.
Yeah. So then everybody's posting about it, right? So then they're like, actually, the game is now moving to 12. So some watch parties were like, since it's moving, we're not having the watch party anymore. And then later,
oh my God.
And then I'm seeing in the comments, actually, the time has changed. It's back to where it was now. So we are having the watch party now. And it was just a giant mess. It feels like. But
that sounds so stressful trying to like coordinate where the hell you're going and when.
Oh, I was confused enough as to when I was supposed to try to watch the thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading articles. Well, they may scrap the thing entirely. If there's a lightning strike or whatever in the thing, then they may have to postpone the game entirely. I'm like, is it happening or is it not? I just want to watch the game.
Honestly, at the end of the day, though, we ended up going to Discovery Meadow. Meadow or Meadows. Not sure which one it is. But
how was the meadow?
It was so fun. I do think it was the right call to move it. because I feel like there was just a lot more space. People could actually breathe a little bit more. You didn't have to, like, when we got there, because we got there for the Brazil game before. Mm-hmm. So when we got there, we were able to get in just fine. We weren't waiting, because the last time that I went to a watch party in San Pedro, we were late to even start watching the game because we were in line to get in. So I'm actually kind of glad that they did it this way. And it kind of sucks now that there won't be another one for Mexico.
I know.
But
yeah. They finally figured it out.
Yeah. But the watch parties will continue at San Pedro for the other games, though.
What was at the Discovery Meadow or Meadows? What was the... They have, like, bars out there and, like, food trucks or something? Or was it BYOB?
No, they set up the bar area. And I think they were being a lot safer about it this time, because when we got drinks for the Brazil game, they were like, oh, we're going to stop selling after halftime. Or after something like that.
Boring.
So they were being fun.
Yeah.
So well, you snuck in your own stuff anyways, right?
Obviously. Like, it was... No, I didn't. But it was a lot of fun. And you obviously felt, like, safer.
Okay, well, that's good. Then that's always that's always a plus.
Thing. Where did you guys watch the game?
Disappointing
outcome. I was hungover in bed all day yesterday.
Really?
I can't recall a time where I stayed in bed from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to bed again.
Oh,
seriously?
God.
It was that bad?
I was not even sick.
What did you have?
Not even sick, hungover. I was just really, really tired and headache. It's not like I was, like, nauseous or anything like that. But, like, my kids wake up really, really early. So when they had woken me up yesterday morning, like, I didn't even have a chance to, like, sleep off the drunk. Like, I didn't sleep it off yet. Like, you know what I mean? So I got up a few times to, like, shower, to feed the kids.
The essentials.
To grab my pizza that I ordered, and that was about it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's one heck of a... What led up to the hangover? What were you drinking?
Just a lot of tequila.
Okay. Shots? Margs?
Shots,
what were you having?
Shots, and then these other things. They were like these frozen slushy things from Walmart.
Oh.
I don't even know, but it was really good. They were like pina coladas.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It was kind of delish, but yeah.
A lot of sugar in those, maybe. Yeah, the hangover.
That was my day.
Where'd you watch it, Graham?
Complete day ruined.
I watched it at home. We were at a concert yesterday, so I missed the first half, and then I got to watch the second half and got home. Yeah.
You went to a concert?
Yeah, every summer we go to some outdoor, it's like an outdoor concert and barbecue at Rancho Nicasio out in West Marin. It's like a really, really cool spot. It was super fun.
Graham, we are going to talk more about your weekend next. I want to know how the 4th was. I know you were going down to the parade and all that with the family.
Yep.
So let's talk about all that coming up here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Graham. Oh, before we get to your weekend, by the way, Ed Sheeran tickets. We got those for you on standby, so don't go anywhere. All right, Graham, how was your 4th?
All right, the 4th was good. We went to the Novato Parade. My wife is from Novato. Her parents still live there. So every year, my father-in-law goes and sets out chairs to get the optimal seating spot in the front row. He sets out the chairs the day before the Novato Parade. On the 3rd, he goes and puts
that
the chairs out.
That is so crazy.
And nobody messes with them for whatever reason. The chairs are there, so we walk right up. Boom. Front row seats. Great spot. Great viewing for the Novato Parade. My review of the parade this year, there were some highs and some lows. It wasn't their best work. The things could be improved. There was a major lag and lull in between. I don't know who was sending off the different floats and, people walking in the parade, because you go these long stretches with just nothing. And then a lot of it was a low energy year in my mind. Every now and again, you get a float go by that's got some music rocking or a band playing or whatever. But the majority of them, can we pump it up a little bit? It's 4th
really?
Of July, guys. Let's bring the energy up a little bit.
Maybe the budget isn't as high this year.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Or just Pride in America is down or something. But it's America's 250th. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, there were a couple lulls. But all in all, we had a good time. And then we did a bunch of barbecuing and swimming at Kate's parents' house. And that part was great. And then by the end of that, when we finally got home, and I was trying to rally everybody up because I was like, Napa has a drone show. Let's go check out the drone show. And Kate's like, I'm in sweatpants. There's not a chance I'm leaving the house again. And I'm like, okay. Valid. Well, at this point, I guess we're not going back out. And we stood on our back deck, and you could see some fireworks off in the distance. I think maybe out of Vallejo, or I don't know what I was taking a look at. And there's kind of a hillside next to our house, and so you could only see the top half of the fireworks. And I was like, this is not okay. Really. And they're very far away. So the kids are like, ooh, ah. I'm like, what are you oohing and on about? You can only see the top half of the firework. It's like a glow off in the distance. This is no good. So we went inside. I'm like, let's put on Cron 4 because they're going to be showing the Golden Gate Bridge fireworks. And I'd been hyping those up all week because the last time I saw them shoot fireworks off the Golden Gate Bridge, it was the best fireworks right. Show I'd ever seen. And that was back in 2012, I think. Anyway, we throw on Cron 4 and you're like, they're showing you the Golden Gate Bridge shot, and I'm like, it's so dark, I can't see what is happening. Oh, that's right, the fog.
The fog
rolled in, and I feel so bad for everybody, because I feel like I played a small hand in this, hyping the Golden Gate Bridge fireworks up to everyone, and everyone's like, oh, man, good. They said record crowds. I mean, just massive crowds down there to see the fireworks. And for that fireworks show, so at my house, we could only see the top half of some fireworks far away, and in the Golden Gate Bridge fireworks, you could only see the bottom half of the fireworks, because the top half was in the fog. So you could just see the bottom half of the circle of a firework exploding. And I'll be honest, from what I did see, they looked like they would have been sort of disappointing if the fog wasn't there. I didn't think the fireworks really were that good. The ones in 2012, they did this rain of firework sparks that went from the bridge deck all the way down to the water. That's like 300-something feet or whatever it is. It looked like a waterfall of fireworks. It was incredible. I didn't see anything like that from these, even though it was hard to see what was happening because of all the fog, because the fog was so thick.
Did Jess tell us about the fog?
Yeah, she basically did.
Did you say that it was, so you manifested it for everyone?
Well,
she
I
did.
Said,
Fourth of July ruined.
Yeah. No, it was going to happen regardless. The fog was going to happen regardless, okay. Yeah.
I saw some friends of mine that had gone in and they posted their vantage point and view of the fireworks and holy disappointment.
It was bad.
It just did not look good. The fog killed it. But again, I still think they missed the mark and didn't. I thought they were going to top that 2012 Golden Gate Bridge 75th anniversary fireworks display. Apparently, no, they weren't. I don't know. Or maybe they pivoted at the last minute. Plus, the fireworks show didn't last very long at all. Because on Cron 4's thing, they were cutting between. They kept having to cut away, I think, because it was so foggy and boring to watch on TV. I mean, look, let me just say this. I rip on people for, you know, recording fireworks shows on their phone. And here I am at home watching fireworks on TV. There's nothing dumber than watching fireworks on TV. I mean, I was more out of curiosity because I wanted to see how the fog was impacting the Golden Gate Bridge. But watching fireworks on TV, even my kids were like,
what are we doing?
Why? Why are we watching this?
Do you not get even the little ones for them?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Like sparklers?
Next year we're going to the drone show because I saw videos of the Napa drone show and it looked awesome. Like, legitimately, it exceeded that's what I thought it was going to be. It looked very cool. And so I'm bummed we didn't rally to go to that. But the Golden Gate Bridge ones look like a disappointment. And again, they kept cutting back and forth between Concord's fireworks show and the Marin County Fairs and Santa Clara's. And their fireworks shows just kept going and going and going. And the Golden Gate Bridge ones wrapped after, I think, less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
So people that traveled in, got their spot, fought through the crowds and all the road closures, only to watch fog and a really short fireworks show that should have been the biggest and longest one they've ever done because it's off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh my God, I would have been so
mad. What a disappointment.
Oh, Jess, where did you watch fireworks?
I couldn't tell you exactly where. Somewhere in San Jose, on a rooftop somewhere.
Okay.
By then I had had a lot of drinks, you guys.
Perfect time to be on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And did you record any fireworks?
See, I am very proud to say that I did not this year.
Look at you.
And you know what? Thinking about it now, I'm like, okay, I think my firework era is done.
And was that only because you didn't have the phone storage to do it? Because anytime we record a video here, Jess is like, hang on, I got to delete an app so we can take this video. Was that part of the reason?
No, part of it was because we talked about it last week and I was like, I have to resist the urge.
Wow.
But also,
we're going to have to go through her phone.
The urge was,
confiscate the phone, hand it over.
I think the urge wasn't really there. And I think had it been a drone show, I would have been recording left and right. I really want to watch a drone fireworks show.
Go watch some videos of the Napa one. They did some stuff up there. I'm like, how did they do that? It was incredible.
That's
and I'm so,
so
mad I didn't go see it in person as I sat in my you know, my wife was in her sweats and we were all in our PJs watching fireworks on TV, which is stupid.
Even with the drone stuff, it's like you record it because you're in the moment and you're, it's so cool, but then you're never going to go back and watch that.
I agree to that also, yeah.
But it's a memory at least. You
it
know?
Is.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so fans are losing it over these new things that Kim Kardashian has released on Skims. If you haven't seen her new, like, micro line, you can check out some of the things on JB Morning Show. We have it right there in our Instagram story. And these are branded as, like, it's like the Fit Everybody bralette and the Fit Everybody thong. But these things are so tiny, like, there's no way it's going to fit at most people.
Let me see. Like, going now, JB Morning Show. Win some Ed Sheeran tickets, win a truck. Whoa.
There's no way.
That micro lingerie.
Micro. Teeny tiny. And then if you go to the next slide, Jess is like, did you see what else is on the Skims website? I'm like, what? When? Oh, it's on the same slide. I'm sorry. It's like, when would you ever need that?
I don't know. And also,
why wouldn't you need that?
How does it stay there?
Yeah, thank you. I just feel like logistically, it's just not making sense.
And also,
it doesn't make sense.
Shouldn't this be like super, super cheap, like, cheaply priced, considering the fact that they don't have to, you know, they're not selling a lot of fabric.
Right. It should be cheaper than everything else. It's mostly string.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I don't know. I don't see why you guys have such a problem with these.
I don't have a problem with it. It's just that it's not. I do have a problem with it, I guess.
It's not very utilitarian, too. Of course.
Thank you.
But I just feel like, to me, I mean, maybe it's sexy because you're not wearing much, but it's not as sexy as, like, lacy lingerie, like, that you could wear.
Well, let's get a man's opinion. The lacy stuff or the almost nothing?
I think it's sometimes the lacy stuff is too much. And, like, what are all these extra straps and, you know, all this lacy stuff? You know, like, what is all this stuff? It's, like, too much. It's too complicated. Okay. And this doesn't leave a lot to the imagination, which, like, I don't know, guys.
Which is better sometimes.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of imagination. So
true.
I don't know. We're equal opportunity employers for all this.
So if you want to see that, JB Morning Show, check out our Instagram story. Uh-oh. There is reports that Prince Harry is spiraling. So you know how when he quit being a working royal, he lost the right to taxpayer-funded public protection for him and his family when he's in the UK?
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been able to get it back despite, like, trying to multiple times. And reports say that he is now, like, consumed with fear and he's becoming paranoid. Like, it's affecting his everyday life. He thinks everybody is out to hurt him and his family. It's impacting his travel. Like, when he gets to a hotel or a home that he's renting, he's, like, checking the place for listening devices.
Oh my God.
Like, he's constantly changing his phone number and limiting who can contact him directly. He's even pushed for decoy vehicles when he's out sometimes, so anyone who does want to hurt him will have more trouble finding him. Like, he's becoming obsessed with the idea of, like, needing security around him.
I thought nobody really cared for
him. That's what I thought. I mean, I think we're right. I think, like, who? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in his head, there's people out there that want to hurt him and his family, and he, like, can't deal with it.
That would not be a comfortable way to live.
No.
All paranoid all the time. No thanks.
I mean, isn't Megan selling enough Jom, though, where you can just, like, hire security?
No.
I would think they're, you know... Their place in Montecito would be pretty private and pretty protected, right?
Yeah, but it's mostly when he's out and traveling and stuff. So I don't know. He's getting kind of weird.
That's what I'm saying. You could become a recluse. You could become a hermit. Just live in your $10 million Montecito mansion. You got everything you need right there.
That would be the easy fix, but it's like, and you would think they would do that. If you're that afraid or you think people are out there to hurt you, then just... Don't live a life in the spotlight, but they love the attention.
Yeah, they do.
That's the thing. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, in case you didn't watch, which I'm assuming that is everyone, the Nathan's annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest was on Saturday, and in a surprise to no one, champion competitive eater Joey Chestnut won again. He went up against 13 competitors from around the world, and the 42-year-old Chestnut gobbled down 66 meat glizzies in the allotted 10 minutes. He completely smoked the runner-up, who was only able to pound 50 wieners into his stomach. For Joe Chestnut, this was his 18th mustard belt out of 21 appearances in the event. But his 66 meat missiles he put down didn't even come close to his all-time record, which is 76. In an interview after the competition, he said, quote, "Dang, I got so much room left." Well, then stuff more tube steaks into your face. I don't know what he was doing. They say that the heat wave, it was really hot there and humid, that may have affected the competitors this year. Some competitors said the humidity affected the bun consistency. So I guess the buns were harder to scarf down than in past years. In the female division, Miki Sudo, she won an she put down an impressive 38 3/4 beef torpedoes to claim her 12th straight win. So good for her. Congrats to Joy Chestnut and Sudo on their big wins. They've been dominating the
I still can't understand how this is physically possible.
Mm-hmm.
How are these people still alive?
I just don't get it. Thank you.
It's disgusting.
I'm glad.
So gross.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch because that was going to ruin hot dogs for me for a little while.
No, our own hot dog eating contest we had 4 years ago, I think, on the show ruined hot dogs. Yeah. I know for Selena. Have you had one since?
Did. I actually did. I had my first hot dog since on the 4th.
And? Oh, my God.
I know. It was delicious.
Are you back on the meat missiles?
No, I think one's enough. Okay. Maybe like one a year. I'll allow myself. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. On a Monday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And it's time now for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you want to play along, you want to leave your guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Ladies, if a guy you are interested in pulled out his on a first date, would that be a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's too soon.
If he pulls it out, like...
What if he asked for it?
If I asked for it, then that's different. Then
I
want to
see it.
then that's fine. That's allowed. But if, okay. But if it's not asked for...
Right, unsolicited.
Yeah, then we just didn't know.
Deal breaker.
You should be in jail.
I don't know what we're talking about, but think about what that word might be. Remember, this is a family show, so whatever it is something PG and family friendly. It always is. When you leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app, we want to hear your name and your city so we can shout you out if you got any correct. Only the first correct answer of the morning. You know how it works. They're the only ones that get that JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a chuggy muggy. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right, and only the first person that gets it right is going to be winning today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Ladies, if a guy you are interested in pulled out his on a first date, would that be a deal breaker?
Again, it depends.
Yeah, if we didn't ask for it.
Depends what it looks like.
Yeah.
Or what he looks like.
I can't see it.
Or if we're out in public and other people can see it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it depends where. Like, yeah.
Got it.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Carlos from San Carlos. Guessing the bleeped out word of the day is teeth.
Pulls out his dentures so he can start just gumming on something.
Oh, my God.
I'd be shocked.
I think that's a deal. Yeah.
Wow. Shots fired at our toothless community.
I want somebody with teeth.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Brittany in Oakland. Today's bleeped out word, my guess is phone. If he pulled out his phone, eh.
Okay. Probably the most popular guest this morning. She says, eh. Ladies, guy pulls out his phone on a first date. What are your thoughts?
I don't think that'd be a deal breaker for me.
I think it would be if he's spending the whole time with it. Like, if I'm trying to have a conversation and he's clearly not listening to me because he's looking down at his phone, deal breaker.
But what about during those moments where it's like maybe you're sitting at the table or whatever and like nobody's saying anything? It's kind of awkward. You know, we all do it. We all pull out our phone and just like check for nothing. You know what I mean?
But on a date, I feel
on a first date, your attention should be on that person. Fill the conversation with these things called words.
But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, he pulled out his phone. I can't ever talk to him again. Like, well, yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
I'm not saying it depends the usage. Like, it wouldn't be a deal breaker if they pulled out their phone and just checked something really quick. Like, oh, got it, you know, something from work or a text or something really quick. But if I'm competing for the attention and the attention's on the phone, that would probably be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I think this morning's bleeped out word is vape. It's really gross, I think. You guys agree? Anyway, Kelly from San Jose, bye.
That'd be a deal breaker for
That's
me.
That's a great guess, I think, for all of us here, yeah. If you have a guess, you want to leave it now, do it on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play some more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Ladies, if a guy you are interested in pulled out his on a first date, would that be a deal breaker?
Depends.
All right, whip them out, guys. Whip them out.
Well, we have
there's
to
a chance.
Well, if we got to, if we ask for it. Yes, consent. Thank you, Jess.
Got it.
Hi, JV fam. This is Brooke from Birmingham, Alabama. Is the answer tissues? All right, have a good day. Bye.
Pulls out his tissues, maybe to have a good cry on the first date, talking about his ex, of course.
Oh, God. What if he pulls out his tissues because he was packing his area to make things seem bigger?
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I don't think. Okay. A JV Show, number one in Birmingham, Alabama,
yes!
By the way. Appreciate you, Brooke. Thank you
so much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea in Albany. My guess for the bleeped out word is paycheck. All right, y'all have a good morning.
Pulled out his paycheck.
Depends what it looks like, right? That's, I guess how many zeros are on there.
Tacky, but I'm looking.
Nobody gets. Does anyone get actual paid checks anymore? Is it all direct deposit?
Direct deposit. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Mike in San Jose, and my guess is coupon. If he pulled out a coupon.
How about that? First date, bill comes, guy puts down a coupon. Get that 2-for-1 shrimp cocktail that you just enjoyed. Ladies.
Deal breaker.
Really?
He's being smart about spending everything so
and
expensive.
And I'm not even
right
mad
now.
At you doing that. It's just like first date, do it behind my back.
First date.
Okay,
no
first date, yeah.
Coupons.
Yeah. Do it behind my back.
This is Samantha from San Jose. I'm struggling to find something with one word. So I'm gonna keep it simple and go with booger. Pulled out his booger. Have a good day, happy Monday.
Ew. That is a deal breaker.
100%.
That is so gross.
You want to see this booger?
Ew.
Check it out.
Did nobody get the word
nobody
today?
Nobody got the word
All
correct.
Right. So here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Listen up.
Ladies, if a guy you are interested in pulled out his lighter on a first date, would that be a deal breaker? Obviously, signaling that he's a smoker. Pulls out his lighter.
Maybe Selena, he just lights.
Deal breaker.
Maybe he lights candles.
Maybe he just likes to melt stuff.
Yeah.
That's like one of his hobbies.
Maybe he's just an arson. You ever consider that?
Could be. Deal breaker, yes or no, Selena?
No.
No. Jess, deal breaker, yes or no? Pulls out a lighter first date.
Yeah, because if it's for smoking, I'm not about that. Sorry.
Got it. All right. Since there was no correct answer this morning and no shout outs to give and no chuggeth muggeth to give away, I will go over some of the more popular guesses this morning. Well, or noteworthy guesses. Wedgie. Wedgie on the first date.
I'd hope he at least tried to be discreet about it.
Yeah you got to be discreet, right? That's okay. Somebody said hot sauce. Brought their own sauce to the date.
Hot sauce.
Oh, I'm here
up
that.
Their own meal.
I can respect it.
I'm just judging what kind of hot sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
That matters.
If it's Tabasco, we're breaking up.
Yeah, no.
If it's Tapatio, game on.
Yes, we're getting married.
Somebody said, a few people said retainer. You can't eat with it in, right?
Oh,
on the first date, you got to take it
out.
That's
a good one.
Somebody said Android. Shots fired.
Oh, deal breaker.
Android phone users. Cigarettes. Oh, so close right there. Mm-hmm. Ukulele was a guess this morning. How did nobody guess lighter and somebody guessed ukulele, a laptop, and quite a few people guessed inhaler.
Oh, wow. Inhaler.
Shots fired at the asthma community.
Wait, these are funny.
Yeah. A lot of great guesses this morning.
So far.
Nobody
not
got
the
it.
Right one. Yeah. Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Colleen.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How was your 4th of July weekend?
It was fast.
It went by way too fast. I second that. Well, let's see if we can get you all hooked up with these Disney on Ice tickets. This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 out of 4 correct, and the tickets are yours. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Question number 1. Alopecia is the medical term for what condition?
Is that the one you don't have hair on?
Yep.
That is the one where you don't have hair.
Yeah, or you're losing your hair.
Yep.
Baldness. All right, question number 2. By land area, what is the largest U.S. state?
Texas.
Nope.
No. Forgot about Alaska. Alaska, by far, the largest U.S. state.
But it's all good because you're allowed to miss one, so you're still in the running here. Here's question number three. Chiefs quarterback. Mm-hmm. That sounds like some drug talk. I don't know. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes often appears in TV ads for what insurance company?
State Farm.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Him and Jake. Jake from State Farm. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game, so don't blow it. Question number four. What is a traditional karate uniform called? Sorry, karate.
I don't know that one.
Any guesses?
I just know the belt. It's a black belt. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of belts involved, but they're putting a belt around there.
I have no idea.
Nope.
Dang it.
Son of a... It is a gi.
A gi?
Gi.
That's a hard
one. I would not have gotten that.
It's the traditional karate uniform.
Oh, no. You missed one too many. Oh. Dang it. I blame Jess.
No.
This is clearly Jess's fault.
Yeah. I blame Selena.
It's not too late. I blamed you first. We can't double blame.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Colleen, you did not win today's Yep Dope game, but thank you for being on. We had fun playing along with you. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Graham, we have a shout on the talkback. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, TV show. This is Nancy. I'm hoping I can give my son, Kevin, the happiest birthday. He is turning 11 today, and he wakes up every day and podcasts your show since we're not in the car for school. He's the sweetest kid of life. He's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. He's everyone's favorite. He's kind, compassionate, everything you would want. And I just want to say happy birthday, bub. I love you so much. All right, thanks, guys. Love you.
That was so
nice.
Sweet.
Happy. Now, look, this is a belated birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Because that talkback was from Friday, but I want to make sure that we played it. Mom Nancy left a follow-up talkback. A little upset, Selena, that we weren't
really?
In on Friday. And where was Friday's podcast?
It was a holiday.
July 3rd was an observed holiday. Company holiday. We got to take the company holidays, right? The company's just telling us it's a holiday. We had to take the holiday. So our apologies.
But happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. And, of course, again.
Who gives a fart.
Yes.
Yeah, there's that.
All right. Coming up next inside today's hottest trending, the moment I've been waiting for since last week.
Me too.
We are going to be talking all things Taylor Swift wedding, and there's a lot of stuff we have to unpack.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Okay, it's time for your daily Taylor Swift wedding update, but this is the good one because the wedding actually happened.
Oh my God.
As you know, Thursday night was the rehearsal dinner. Let's just start there, okay? So it was an intimate gathering with 100, with only 100 of their closest family and friends. They had dinner, you know, guests ate, drank, and people got up there and shared stories about Taylor and Travis. It sounded like it got a little crazy, too, because the dinner was from 6 to 10:30. Some guests didn't get back to their hotel room until, like, 1 a.m.
All right.
So they were partying.
Good.
By the way Taylor was able to transform the place is just beyond me. It seems like pink was definitely the color scheme. Like, outside of Madison Square Garden had pink lights. There were blush pink curtains inside, pink chandeliers, peachy orange floral arrangements. I actually saw
a
picture.
So the rehearsal dinner also at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, but it was inside a theater inside the garden, not like in the main,
okay,
the main
got it,
area.
Got it.
I actually saw a picture of one of some of like the floral arrangements that were there. Not, you couldn't see too much of what was inside. It looked like it was more of like the entrance.
Okay.
Four people apparently got in trouble for taking pictures Thursday night.
No.
Yeah, and they were escorted out immediately. So I think after that, everyone's like, okay, like they're not playing around. Let me just not. When guests left the rehearsal dinner, not empty-handed, of course, they left with these monogrammed gift boxes featuring their Taylor and Travis have a logo.
Oh.
Two capital T's.
What?
yeah. You didn't see this?
No.
They had their couple's logo like plastered on everything. So that was on the box. And
do
then
we know what was in?
In the box, each guest got one large champagne flute that was decked out with real diamonds.
Did it have their logo on it as well?
Well, the logo was on the box. I don't know if it was on the champagne glass. And then on top of that was one of their engagement pictures printed on that. And then the entire thing was, you know, fastened with a silver wax seal because it's Taylor Swift.
Wow.
So you got a custom TT box.
Yeah. Yes.
And then some goodies inside. That's always been my complaint about when you're in a wedding as a groomsman or a bridesmaid and you get a gift, you know, from the person that's getting married, and then it's just engraved with their wedding date on it and their initials and stuff. I'm like, when am I ever going to use this flask now that it has your wedding date and your guys' names on it? Like, I don't want, just give me a cool gift. You don't have to engrave it with your stuff
right,
on it.
Yeah. I'm sure they did. I'm on the champagne flute. I'm sure there's something, but I mean, just the diamonds alone, that's good enough.
Yeah,
that's good enough.
You can resell it.
Well, yeah, that's a little different because it's valuable.
Now to the guest list.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Because don't forget, this wedding had more than 1,000 people there. Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper, they went together. You know, they're a couple. Dakota Johnson, Ellie Goulding, Selena Gomez, Camila Cabello, Ed Sheeran, Somber, Zoe Kravitz, without Harry Styles.
Okay.
That's Taylor's ex. We were wondering, is he gonna go? J-Lo was there, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Tom Cruise, Gwen Stefani, and Blake Shelton, Reese Witherspoon, Jimmy Fallon, Hugh Grant, Jason Sudeikis, Jessica Chastain, Ethan Hawke, Nikki Glaser, Benson Boone, The Chainsmokers, Graham Norton, Tommy Hilfiger, Brad Paisley, Miranda Lambert, MGK was there, Maren Morris. Then we have, you know, the sports world, George Kittle and his wife, Kyle Juszczyk and his wife, Aaron Andrews. Then you have all of the Chiefs there and their people and their wives, everyone except Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
No!
Ouch! Ouch! Did we look at the prediction journal for that one?
What did we predict, Jess?
I am going to go check right now. But right,
give her time because, that was one I think I said no.
That was a long time ago.
Is looking that up, did you see that one of Taylor's Eras Tour backup dancers? I mean, they were all invited. They grew really close. Her name was Tori Evans. She showed up wearing white. The internet is dragging her.
What
is wrong with you?
Huge mistake.
Any luck on finding the predictions?
Not yet.
Okay, keep on looking.
I'm scroll pretty far back.
I'm going to keep going. More information on what the actual wedding looks like. We're past the rehearsal dinner. Now we're to the actual ceremony. Uh-huh. They transformed the inside of Madison Square Garden into the most beautiful garden you'd ever seen, according to guests. Like, it was like garden / forest. Like, they had trees in there, they had carpet that looked like grass, and then they had like, so the colors were like dark green and pink, and then there was these white round couches, the high top tables were white, the large white staircase I was telling you guys about, and then you go through this like secret area, and then it's like games and activities and just all the fun stuff for afterwards.
Wow. That I wish I could have, like, somebody like snuck in like a tiny little camera to live stream it all so we could see it. That would have been amazing. But going back to the Blake Lively prediction, you guys actually got it right. You both said no, Blake Lively is not going to be at Taylor's wedding.
I don't remember saying that, but
I said she would be there.
I do remember saying that.
So. I'm shocked.
With that extensive of a guest list, you are really on Taylor's bad side at that point.
The CEO of AMC Theaters was at Taylor Swift's wedding. You were there, but Blake Lively wasn't. He, by the way, was like posting play-by-plays of everything that happened, and he had to go back and delete everything. He was talking about the decor. He said that there were like large blown-up pictures in Taylor Travis at every age, like every single year from like one to late teenage, and that they were all on display in like this long hallway, like never before seen photos of them. And then he talked about the drapes that were like floor to ceiling. Like, it was so beautiful inside. Okay, now to some other things, because Adam Sandler officiated the ceremony.
I thought it was a joke too. No,
me
this
too.
Is real. Adam Sandler officiated the ceremony.
Whoa.
He even performed like a song for them that he like wrote about them.
What?
I'm like, how cool is that? Jason Kelsey, his daughters were the flower girl.
Aww.
Let me know what you think about this, Graham. Taylor and Travis, they each, when they're doing their vows, they each took 20 minutes.
Whoa.
20-minute long vows.
That's too long, no?
That's what I thought. I would think snooze fest, but it's Taylor and Travis. They said Taylor...
Everything they say is so much more important.
They said Taylor even sang part of her vows and Travis was just a puddle of tears.
Give me some Coco props because I said Taylor's going to perform.
That, I don't...
That's a performance. She sang on stage.
That doesn't count.
Dang, I feel like her vows were probably like, you have to decode exactly what she's saying because they're all like riddles or something.
Yeah, you got to add up all the numbers and the number of vowels in there.
Travis was very nervous to give his vows, but he did it. And when he promised to protect Taylor forever, she was a puddle of tears. Oh, sorry. I skipped over this part. Taylor, when walking down the aisle, she did that to one of her own songs.
Stop!
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, but it was like a string, like live shake it version. No, not Shake It Off. I don't know. We don't know what song, but they said it was to one of her songs.
Maybe Love Story.
That'd be cute. That would
you
be cute.
You come down the aisle to your own song.
You do when you're Taylor.
That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. That what was your takeaway from all this spectacle of this whole thing? I think it just cheapened the whole thing. I don't know. Like, to me, I'm sure it was magical in there. We had a thousand people in there. This thing just turned into one big, like, spectacle in my mind.
I did have that thought at first, but then I saw a resurfaced clip from Taylor from like a year ago, and she was talking about the wedding, and she was like, the only way to have a stress-free wedding, because then you're stressing over the guest list, and do I invite this person? Yeah. Do I not? She's like, I don't want to stress over anything. It's going to be big. I'm doing everything, and everyone is invited, so I don't have to stress over the little things that everybody stresses over. You're going to know exactly where it is, like the security. Like, that way I'm not worried about it.
And choosing Madison Square Garden was a good, because there's not going to be any helicopters trying to, you know, drive over.
And to transform it into a garden, like, that was, I actually really like it.
You lost me when she walked down the aisle to her own song.
Okay, but think about it. Like, is she going to, because the other artists are like her coworkers. So am I going to walk down the aisle to one of my coworker songs or my own
walk
song?
Down to a traditional wedding song not performed by anybody that was there. I mean, you could, or you could have had somebody,
that, like,
you could have had Ed Sheeran perform a traditional song as it came down the aisle. Like, there's a lot of cool options.
That would have been nice.
Coming out to your own, a version of your own song.
Really quick, just because there are a few more things. Ashley Smith, who caught the bouquet, apparently this is Chiefs offensive lineman's Trey Smith's sister. Who caught the bouquet?
Just everybody was there.
Everyone was there.
Quite literally everybody.
Paul McCartney and Stevie Nicks performed. The after party they had was like Alice in Wonderland / Wizard of Oz theme. A lot of activities, a lot of games. And when guests played these games, they were playing for like raffle tickets. So they gave away a lot of cool stuff at the after party.
Did they get married at a Dave and Buster's? Like, what were they doing here?
Bro, they gave away a Cartier watch. Jeez. Multiple designer handbags. I think the biggest item they had was a 1970 Chevelle with the license plate Just TNT Married. And that was because that was the same model of the car that they rode away in after their first date when they were seen at Arrowhead Stadium.
Now you lost me at the whole raffle thing.
Yeah, the flaunt of wealth here is kind of disgusting. Like, this whole thing is just a bit much.
Then it just kind of feels like it's like a giant like community event. Like, not necessarily a wedding. I don't know.
I'm here for it. The Empire State Building was lit up blue as her something blue, which I don't know. Did Taylor really ask for that? Or did they just figure they'd jump on the Taylor bandwagon? I don't really know.
Yeah, who knows?
And then Maren Morris, she revealed some of the party favors for the actual wedding. I'm sure there was other things too, but what she posted was this handkerchief, which again had their couple logo on it.
Okay.
Which I don't know how I feel about the logo. But it also had... It also had a lyric from her Blank Space song on there, embroidered. So it said, "So it's going to be forever." Oh, that was so cute.
I mean, weddings are the ultimate look at me, but this is the ultimate look at me. Jeez.
I mean, when you have that much money, you know, you can make anything
happen. Screw it.
That's why it's kind of, the whole thing's kind of gross to me.
I know. I'm here for it. And that's the last time we're going to talk about Taylor's wedding.
Oh, yeah, until
just
tomorrow.
Kidding.
This time.
All right, coming up next, Graham, you almost destroyed Herbert Camp.
You guys, so scary.
Let's talk about it after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Taylor Swift this, Taylor Swift that, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I'm so sick of Taylor Swift. So is everyone else. No one cares. She got married. This is anonymous.
That's our buddy Amira from Arizona. Thank
Amira,
you for that.
Amira, we know your voice.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that talk back. Look, I'm kind of with her. I, over the weekend, am seeing all the reports coming out from what happened at the wedding, or this didn't happen, or this person was there. I am at full, and I've said this in the past, when, you know, Taylor and Travis first started dating, and that's all we heard about, I am back there. I'm at full saturation point with Taylor Swift. I'm so glad this thing is done, and I can just move on.
I'm just getting started. I love it. I love everything. Just lay it on, pour it on me. Oh, more details coming out. I am here for it. And then I'm going to repeat it to you guys.
Wow.
So buckle up.
Appreciate
you. It's the JV Show. Happy Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Graham.
You guys, terrifying.
What did you do?
Terrifying weekend for me. I went up to a buddy of mine and I just got a little taste of Herbert Camp. If you listen to the show for a while, you know this is a place I go every summer. My family sort of owns this sort of campsite. It's sort of like a cabin, but there's no real indoors. It's half camping, half cabin, and it's out in the middle of the woods on a river, and we call it Herbert Camp. And I go there every summer with all my buddies. We go out there drinking. This trip, unfortunately, I went up there Thursday night because we had Friday off. I went up there Thursday night, and all day Friday, I was going up there just to work. Like 15 trees fell on Herbert Camp over the winter. It looked like a war zone. And apparently I'm the only one in the family that owns some chainsaws. So I was nominated to go up there. And luckily, my buddy Nate went with me to help me out because it was incredibly hard work to get everything cleared and kind of like open up for the summer. But on Thursday night when we got in there at like 7 o'clock, it was sort of a race against the darkness to get things set up and at least halfway opened up. So we had a place to sleep that night and make a little campfire and barbecue up a little dinner. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do. Things boarded up for the winter. So you got to kind of like hook up the water. There is running water. You got to hook up the water and you got to get the solar panel out with the lights. And there's even a small water heater that looks like it's probably used for RVs or something. And so you can get a little bit of hot water to the one sink that's there. Mm-hmm. But again, this place is very rustic. It's been in the family for almost 70 years. And things are, you know, again, very rustic is the key term here. And everything went surprisingly smooth. And so by 10 o'clock or whatever, we had most of the stuff done and we were sitting there enjoying a little barbecue dinner. And I said to my buddy Nate, I was like, man, that went really smooth. That was one of the quickest kind of setups I'd ever done. Usually there's some sort of problem. Something doesn't work. The water doesn't work or whatever. Everything went great. And we're sitting there and I heard a loud pop sound. Now we had a campfire going. It was like that loud crack, you know, when a log in your fire cracks, except it didn't come from the direction of the campfire. It came from like another direction. And I kind of went, that's kind of weird. And my buddy Nate said, that's probably just like a pine cone hitting the roof or something. Okay. And we went back to having some beverages. We're having a couple drinks, a little pretty good buzz going and just kind of sitting around talking. And later I got up and walked around to go down. There's a outhouse about 40 feet away or something. I went to go walk over there. And when I came around the corner, this water heater, which is mounted on the outside of the kind of main kitchen structure, everything was on fire, you guys.
Oh,
the water heater had caught on fire, so it has flames shooting out of it. This thing's hooked up to a big, very large propane tank, of which there was now a propane part of the gas line, maybe either it was leaking or whatever, because there was a flamethrower shooting out of the side of it from the propane line. And then parts of the inside of the water heater had melted out. And they were on the ground. And, dude, we hadn't raked everything up. Pine needles everywhere. So all the pine needles are on fire. And this is right up against the structure of a thing. And then also right up against this massive tree. And, dude, everything's on fire. And I was like, what in the? I mean, completely just shocked. And
at that point, are you like freaking out, calling for your buddy to come over here? Like, what do we do?
I was like, get over here. And thankfully, there is one like hose bib, like there's a small piece of hose hooked up right there, and where you turn it on was in the fire, so it's all on fire around it. I had to reach into the fire and I cranked this hose on, and I was able to spray water on it and put everything out. Had I not gone over there and walked over there, and we were just sitting by the campfire,
being drunk,
crushing beers.
God.
I would have burned the entire place down, not to mention that there are like, I don't know, 50 other families that have these similar sort of setups all around. Everything would have gone because there's all these giant propane tanks too. Everything would have blown up, and it would have been.
My God.
We would have been reporting on. Well, I may not have been here to report on it, but you guys would have been reporting on one of the largest wildfires in California.
Started by Graham.
Wildfires in California history. It was terrifying, you guys. But thankfully. Well, because I'm a hero, obviously. I put the fire out.
That is insane.
That I started, but it was extremely scary. We know fire danger in California, and this everything was so dry, and then there's all these dry pine needles everywhere. It was just like, if I was 5 minutes later looking at this, maybe even 2 minutes later, we'd be in a much different
place. Were you able to, like, stay calm the entire time? Like, you knew exactly what you had to do?
Yeah, you know, maybe it was the buzz that I had going from all the beers. My buddy's like, you didn't even hesitate. You just, like, you know... I really sprang into action there because I knew it. This was like, you got to put this out now or we're in big trouble.
That's like one of the biggest things. Because like when I caught my kitchen on fire, it's like step one is like, don't panic because you're just going to waste time standing there screaming. Like, no, you have to just like be calm and handle it.
You got to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard.
Oh, if I had to go back to my family and tell them that I destroyed the thing that's been in our family for like 70 years. Oh, God. It would have been devastating.
Wait, but now you have even more work to do because like the water heater melted away and you have things are like charred and burnt out.
Yeah, now I have some repairs to do and I got to go put a new one of those in at some point. But happy to report that I cut down and chainsawed about, I don't know, the largest stack of logs you've ever seen. Herbert Camp is open for the summer, you guys.
Yes!
Does that mean
Jess and I will finally get the invite?
Yeah, you guys, come on up.
Oh, I'm busy that day.
Gonna pack a couple pallets of White Claws. Oh, you're busy?
Yeah.
I don't want to wear those cutoff shirts, you guys.
Yeah, it sounds so ugly.
No sleeves are allowed at Herbert Camp.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Andy Luna. And first and foremost, I should have listened to you guys last week when you guys said that the Golden Gate Bridge Fireworks Show was going to be a beep show because of the fog. And yes, it was horrible. Waste of time. I got there like around 3 or 4. Everybody was already camping out, hogging spots. For what? Just so you can see flashes of light in the fog? Horrible. Never again. Have a good morning.
Yeah, San Francisco, the greatest city on earth to listen to fireworks on the 4th of July or any other day that they shoot them off. I felt so bad because it would have been iconic. It would have been amazing. The crowds, like our buddy Andy Luna said there, they were packed. Like everybody got in there early because there were a lot of road closures and stuff, and obviously they shut down the bridge to launch them off, and everybody packed everything, got that good viewing spot, and then you could barely see the bottom half of some of the fireworks.
It was so bad.
It just looked like the biggest absolute bust.
Wait, I saw Kron post a video. Jess, you just reposted it to our Instagram story. They posted a video of this poor woman. She's in the back of a Waymo. And the Waymo drives through an intersection and goes completely over and on top of a lit firework.
Oh, my God.
And she's sitting there like, I don't think we're supposed to be going now.
How does it not have a sensor for that?
I don't know.
Well, they're now going to update the software for it to not, because before it was, they were running over cats and dogs and people's pets.
Yeah.
Now they're like, wow, we got to add a fireworks setting in there.
Fireworks.
Yeah. There were so many videos of Waymos causing so much traffic all over the city.
I'm so sick of it. And they're always empty.
Yeah.
Just go to sleep somewhere in your home parking lot.
I know. Yeah. Can't you go back to your docking station or whatever? Like your
whatever
little Roomba
called.
Or whatever. Can't you go back to your dock for a little while and then take out to the streets? Yeah. Everybody. That was the other complaint. Everybody trying to leave the city post disappointing fireworks show. So you're already in a bad mood. And then, Waymos are clogging things up and just so many people trying to leave the city.
Go home, Waymos.
That was a mess.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on with your son, Graham?
All right. I want to know if any parents have observed these same symptoms in their kids, because my son, Ford, he is 8 years old, soon to be 9, and he, for almost the last 6 months, maybe longer, has just been complaining of terrible neck, shoulder, back pain every day. Oh, and he's always like twisting his neck around and just like, I got a kink in my neck. Oh, my shoulders hurt so bad. And they hurt so bad the other night that he came into our room. Thank you. Woke us up and was like, I can't sleep. I have this sharp pain. It feels like something is stabbing me. Is there a knife? He had us take off his pajama shirt to see if there actually legitimately was a knife or some sort of needle stuck in his back, because that's how much pain he was in. And he was like, it just went on and on. It's been a whole thing. And then the following day, after my wife dropped him off at summer camp, she's like, I guarantee you today we get a call from summer camp that we got to pick him up. Sure enough, he did. So then my wife made a doctor's appointment.
Because of the neck and back
pain?
He
was complaining. He was in so much pain. And so she finally took him to the doctor because for a long time we were just like, you're fine. We gave him a heating pad and a thing and stretch it out. You're going to be fine. She finally took him to the doctor because he just would not stop complaining about it. And what they, along with what I deduced, is that it's likely due to just poor posture while on the iPad.
Oh!
You spend a few hours like that, you're leaned over in a weird position.
Yep.
And and it's throwing things out.
Oh, my God.
But the doctor's office was like, well, we should probably do some x-rays to rule out some more serious things.
And those you're just trying to get me to pay thousands of dollars.
I know.
No, absolutely not.
We have not yet done those. but it's probably a good idea to rule some things out. But I want to know, have other parents seen this in their children? Basically, essentially what we've called, talked about a bunch, tech neck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't noticed that, or my kids haven't at least been complaining of pain. But anytime I see them, like, looking down at their phone or iPad, I'm, like, paranoid that they're going to get stuck like that or, like, grow into that position and just not be able to sit up straight.
It's the worst posture.
It is. I'm constantly, like, sit up straight. Like, if you're going to be on it, like, you know, put it on the table, leaned up against something so you're not looking down. Or
they do that for, like, 2 seconds, and then you see them back to being hunched
just
over with their shoulders rolled forward.
And
then the neck hanging over it. And the doctor said they're like, that puts a lot of strain. You don't feel it, but your neck muscles are then all tensed up. This is a good reminder for all of us who are hunched over on our phones and devices all day long. Anyways,
I don't have kids, so I worry about my own neck and back. I don't want it to be all like to permanently stay rounded like that.
You guys, I the other day checked my daughter's screen time, which I don't normally do, but like I was like getting up for work and I hear her in the next room and I'm like, why are you awake right now? Like you haven't even gone to bed. It's like 4 something in the morning. What are we doing? So I had gone into my settings to like turn her phone off, and that's her signal, like take your butt to sleep. You're not going to guess where her screen time was at for that day.
Oh, no.
6 hours.
7.
That's not even a lot. That's like a normal day for Jess.
That's regular, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a lot.
9?
For me. Uh-uh.
More than 9?
10?
Mm-mm.
What did Chidi have that one day? 11?
11? Around there, I think, maybe. It wasn't 11?
Mm-mm.
If it's more than 12 hours, that's more than half the entire day, obviously, in a 24. It was more than 12?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
14?
Uh-uh.
16?
Mm-mm.
What?
18?
17 hours.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even joking.
How?
That is you.
Just the logistics of that.
That is you barely sleeping, and then from the second you wake up, you are doing something on your phone.
Yeah, you have to even be on your phone while you're in the bathroom. Probably when you're taking a shower, too. Just to get that.
Yeah, because even then, she's not like scrolling, but she has like music, or she's watching. Right. There's a video playing or something.
Well, yeah, because 17 hours, and then... Yeah, she's asleep for part of the so sleep accounts for the other part. So that means there was no waking minute where she wasn't on a screen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Did she get in trouble for this?
No, it's like it's summer break.
You do you.
I get it.
You do you. It's summertime. 17 hours?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But do you think that's like almost average during like this time? Because school's out. So it's like you have the freedom to be on your device.
It's so bad, but that wouldn't surprise me. And I did wonder, I was like, is this the norm? So I've been like, after that, I did go back and like, I was checking to see if it's like that the other days, and it wasn't. It was back down to normal. So maybe
what's
that
normal?
Like 10.
15.
Like 10.
10 hours.
Anywhere between 10 and 14.
Oh my God. Think of all the things you could accomplish in 10 to 14 hours. I mean, you could drive to LA and back in that amount of time. And instead, you're just on your.
Yeah. But when I saw that 17, I was like, how?
Well, at least
How's that even possible?
Yeah, at least make sure her posture isn't so bad while she's spending all that time on her phone.
Yeah, she's going to get the tech neck.
Yeah. Well, she kind of switches it up. She'll, like, lay on her back and hold it over, like, her face. Then she'll do the sit-up and she's looking down. Or she'll lay on her stomach and is like,
okay.
You know.
Little tummy time.
Yeah, tummy time, I think, is
tummy
the
time
best.
Is actually really important. They did say if you want to combat tech neck, tummy time
that is.
For
you're,
adults.
Yeah, you're flexing the muscles.
Yeah.
Straight out your posture. A little bit of tummy time.
Next,
oh, no, it's not good.
Next on the JV show, we're talking about fexting.
Yep.
I don't know what this is.
It's a thing.
All right, Grandma's going to explain next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, guys, it's Jazzy. Yes, the neck thing is very true. It's all related to
poor posture, we recently just took our 9-year-old daughter to the chiropractor for the exact same reason and the exact same thing. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
What about, taking your son to the chiropractor, Graham?
I got some buddies that are chiropractors. I wouldn't trust them with my kids. So if you're just tuning in, we were talking about how my son, who's 8 years old, about to be 9, has been complaining of horrible neck and back pain for a long time. And one of the possible explanations is that it's just poor posture, hunched over the iPad. The one thing I can't wrap my head around, though, if it was that, which I totally believe, and she just said her 9-year-old's going through the exact same thing for that reason, is my son's not allowed to be on his iPad during weekdays. It's a weekend thing, and so he's not on it as much as I would think would warrant the amount of pain that he's in, because he's always complaining about it.
But do they use Chromebooks at school?
No.
Oh.
I mean, probably a little bit, but not like to do all their work. He's, second grader.
Yeah, well then, I don't know, maybe he's just a bit more of a... what's the other kids? Wow. I don't know.
Wow.
If he's barely even on it,
true.
I mean,
that's
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's Leanne from New Brunswick, Canada, your favorite. Anyways, tech neck, definitely a thing. But also, if he's not just having pains in the back, but they are also in the front in his diaphragm, may want to check for gallstones. Have a good day.
Are they in his diaphragm?
Gallstones. I have not yet checked my son's diaphragm. But he's complaining only on the neck and shoulder and back. It's very specific. He can pinpoint the spots. There's the spot that hurts right there. Oh, it hurts right there. A JV show number one in New Brunswick, Canada, by the way. I just checked. So
Yes. Appreciate
you, Leanne. Thank you.
All right. What is fexting?
You guys have never heard of fexting?
I've heard of sexting.
Uh-huh. But this is fexting.
I've heard of texting.
Fexting is a combination of the word fighting and texting. They talk about it in the article that I read that's common nomenclature. I'm glad you guys had not heard of it. I had never heard of the word fexting. But according to some new research...
What? How is this new?
It just is. Trust me. They found that because a lot of people believe that you should never be fighting with your significant other over text. Mm-hmm. Because you can't determine,
The tone,
mm-hmm. and a lot of other things can get sort of jumbled there. And so it's always better to talk in person, specifically when it's an argument or a fight. But what they found is that fexting with a significant other yielded pretty much the same exact results as face-to-face conversations or other forms of arguing. It could be over the phone, actually speaking over the phone, or face-to-face, any number of different means of communication. Fexting, pretty much just as effective, not more detrimental, not worse outcomes. The outcomes were pretty much the same.
That makes sense. I mean, especially if you're using like emojis to really convey how you're feeling as you're fexting. I feel like, it's the same thing.
Right.
You use emojis when you're in a fext? Like, I understand using emojis. I can't wait to see you, winky face.
Or but lack you're thereof. Using,
but you're like, I hate your guts. What emoji do you throw at the end
Maybe
of that?
Maybe like a disgust, a throwing up.
Got it.
The mad emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, do you, if your man... you guys were in some sort of an argument or something, your fiance, would you ever throw an emoji in there?
Actually, no, I wouldn't throw an emoji in there because then that means I'm mad.
Yeah, see?
But then that's going back to what we were saying in the beginning that your messages can be like misconstrued because you're not using those emojis.
Yeah, that's why I prefer, if I'm fighting with anyone, it's going to be in person, I think.
I'm actually not a big fexter.
It's much better in person.
I think it is better because, you ladies text something like, you should go out with your man for another boys' night. I could read that as, you should go out for another.
You deserve it.
Yeah, you know what? Yes. I will. Let me call up the boys. But, you're really upset about it. I don't know the tone.
The reason why I don't like fexting, though, it just takes too long. Like, to have to, wait for the person to respond. And there's, so many things that I want to say. Yeah. And I have to type it all out.
The little dot, dot, dot keeps going.
Yeah,
dot, dot, dot,
it's like, let me just call you. And then we can just, yell at each other over the phone.
And it's over quicker.
Yes.
Like, you fix it much faster than,
I can't wait between text messages.
Yeah.
And then if I text you and, you're not getting back to me as quick and, we're in a fight, but you're not getting back to me, I'm like, wow. Like, now I keep checking my phone to see if you responded.
Do you double text?
It depends.
Sometimes.
I will.
Yeah. Sometimes that little dot, dot, that ain't happening fast enough. And I got one more thing I need to say. You know what? I just thought of one more thing I need to add to that. You know, I just thought of a third thing I need to add to that. And then the third message. Yeah, these researchers very surprised to learn that there was really no significant difference between face-to-face and digital arguments.
Really?
It's the new way to argue.
Apparently it is, and apparently it works. Although they said that what they found, if there was a slightly better outcome, it's some sort of multi-communication method argument. Maybe a little bit happens over text. Maybe a little bit happens face to face.
Some snapping, some Snapchat.
Yeah. Some disappearing messages. Yeah. Something to your close friend's story, whatever. Yep. And then that was sort of the way that fights happen now in the digital age.
Wow.
So fexed on, people. It's not frowned upon.
All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up next. So Taylor Swift and Travis.
Oh my! You told me it was done earlier.
Yeah, but this doesn't have to do with their wedding.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's maybe a little tie-in, but people think that they are new dog parents. That is what I want to talk about in trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, my friend, a good in-between way to argue over text messages is to use those voice clips. I am all about the voice clips because you get the opportunity to say everything that you need to say without being interrupted. But also, if you like create a voice clip and you don't like it, you can delete and start over again, which is exactly what I just did, leaving this talk back. Love you guys.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's a good little happy medium right there.
Thoughts on that? We were just talking about fexting, and researchers were surprised to learn that fighting over text message, produced basically the same outcomes as a face-to-face argument. What do you think about if you were in a fight with your significant other and they were leaving you those voice clips?
I would still rather talk to the person and have like a conversation where you can like respond to me in real time and I can respond back. I'm not mad at the voice clips, but I feel like I'm the type that would like have to redo it like a million times before I sent it off. And now I'm just wasting time.
Yes.
I love the audio messages.
Really? Like,
I love them, but maybe less for actually like arguing, but those are like regularly used between me and Ruben.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never used those. I find them very annoying because then I have to sit there and listen to the thing, whereas I could read a text message very quickly. You know what I mean? It's the same reason that why would somebody leave me a voicemail when they could have just texted me that same thing?
Yes.
You know, and then I got to sit there and play the message.
And it's a lot of,
I think though, but if they have like a long story to tell you, they can say it faster than sending you like three paragraphs long. Like they can.
Okay. So yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. So it works. It works out. I don't know if we're fighting though. Like I don't want to send an angry.
Yeah. Angry audio clips.
Yeah. And then you can save that and like play it to me later. No.
We have today's hottest trending coming up next. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Will Fuller and Balogun get to take the field. Sorry, the pitch for tonight's game. Sorry, match for Team USA against Belgium. The soccer world up in arms right now over his red card reversal.
Wow. All right. Let's get all those details next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So fans think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce may have become dog parents. By the way, if you missed this talk about Taylor's wedding, we unpacked everything in the last trending, so you can go back and podcast later today to get all that information. But remember I told you about that hallway that was there inside Madison Square Garden with all these never-before-seen pictures of Taylor and Travis?
Yeah.
Well, one photo showed them cuddling a white dog, and now Swifties are obsessing over Taylor and Travis possibly getting a dog together. So fans were able to connect that dog in the photo to some resurfaced video from earlier this year that showed a similar looking dog hopping out of one of Taylor's cars. Okay. Again, we don't have confirmation that they actually got a dog or that was even their dog in the photo, but just the thought of it is sending fans spiraling. How do you guys feel about Taylor possibly getting a dog when she's the face of cat ladies everywhere?
Oh, good. I hadn't even thought of that. I was like, okay, good for them. I love dogs.
Yeah. No, but you're the cat person.
She is the cat lady, but that was when she was a single cat lady.
Wow.
Now she's married. It's time to move on to dog ownership, I guess. I assumed that at this wedding to the 1,000-plus guests or whatever, that they were going to give away diamond-encrusted golden retriever puppies to everybody.
That'd be so cute.
As part of the giveaways. Was that not a thing?
No.
Was that not a thing?
That would be so cute.
I would love one.
One more quick thing. Taylor and Travis quietly donated $26 million to various organizations before their wedding. So we were talking about all the money they spent on the wedding, and it's the biggest look at me, and, you know, look at me and all my rich friends doing rich activities. Mm-hmm. Well, they also gave back. They donated to multiple food banks, gifting them $1 million each, which they say is just like, you know, life-changing for so many people, especially during this time of heightened food insecurity. Yes, Jess?
I love that. And also, not to mention the fact that there were a lot of jobs involved in their wedding in general. I mean, so many people.
Boosted the local economy.
Yeah.
It did.
So she's doing more than other billionaires, that's for sure.
Yep. They also donated to organizations that support education, animal welfare, and pediatric cancer care.
I'm glad they did that, because we are in an era where we are seeing billionaires flaunt their wealth and mm-hmm. this level of wealth we've never seen before, while the rest of us, you know, the price on everything has gone up for the rest of us, and the rest of us have less money and are worse off than, and it's the K-shaped economy. We can get into that another time. But so I'm glad they are doing something. But again, as they're raffling off Cartier watches and cars at Taylor Swift's wedding, it is... I just can't help this feeling of disgust. Like, I've reached that level with all these billionaires and this opulent wealth that's just, it's gross. It's it like absolutely grosses me out while we have so many people struggling to put food on the table. Like, it's just, I got the ick.
I'm here for it. I'm the opposite. I get what you're saying. It does make me feel a little better, though, that they donated.
Right.
Like,
yeah. No, I mean,
Taylor's
that helps.
The kind of person where it's like, I'm not going to go flaunting all these things without helping others in any way that I can. Otherwise, she would feel icky.
It's just like, the whole thing. And everyone's flying in there on their private jets and just, we don't care about the environment and let's just destroy it. I just, you know, I'm a little salty.
Oh, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, will he or won't he play tonight? That's the question everyone wants answers to, as the soccer world stunned to learn over the weekend that FIFA had somehow overturned Fuller and Balogun's red card that was supposed to hold him out of tonight's World Cup match against Belgium. His red card ejection that occurred during the United States' last match, highly questionable. I think we can all agree on that. We were outraged about it. Seemed like incidental contact, and red cards in the World Cup, at least we were told, not reviewable or appealable. So there's no chance. Sorry, one of your top players is going to have to miss the next game. Well, now the larger soccer world is outraged, because the reversal seems all due to the fact that the President Trump, picked up the phone and called his buddies over at FIFA to make them overturn it.
Wow.
Belgium has issued some pretty scathing statements about this entire situation. Understandably. And now we're learning today that Belgium has been granted an appeal by FIFA over the decision. That hearing, or however they play that out, may happen just hours before tonight's game. So
we still
don't know.
Dang.
But by all indications, he is going to play, because, again, red cards not reviewable or reversible. Except, wait, hang on. The president wants this overturned. Okay, now we're going to overturn it. I have a very mixed feelings about this. I want him out on the field. He deserves to be on the field. That was a bogus red card. But once it's been issued, and there have been bad calls in soccer, that's a tale as old as time, right? And once there's one been issued, and they say you can't overturn it and can't appeal it, now I'm like, too bad. I don't know where I want him to play. He deserves to play. It's the World Cup.
I know.
It's just the way it was done, like the way it was, I guess, overturned.
But I understand why the rest of the soccer world is pissed, because they said this is not something that can be overturned.
And so you have to honor that.
And suddenly it's
the
overturned?
One phone call?
The whole thing is weird. But
doesn't
anyways,
he have more important things to be like worried about right now?
Well, there's that reflecting pool.
Right? Yes.
That thing has been going really well. Yeah. Tonight's game, 5 o'clock, by the way. USA, woo! Belgium. All Let's right. go, USA! Yes.
Thank you, Graham. Coming up next on the JV Show. Let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'd like to say good morning to you guys. This is Denise and Alcibrani from my doggies, Alpine, Malibu, and me. Thank you for being so awesome, all of you, including Graham. Thank you. Making my mornings happier. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Wait a second. Why did she say including Graham?
Said even you, I guess, sometimes.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Because people just
good
assume.
Morning, everybody's light. And we thank you for making our days, even you, Graham.
She knew that, like, we would assume that was just towards me and Jess.
Right.
Because, like, hello, that's just people would automatically think. And then so, even you, Graham.
Denise. Just kidding. Appreciate you. That was a really sweet talk back. Hope you have a great week.
Good morning, Chevy Show. This is Eddie Seth from The Nudge. Can I give a little shout out to Pleasant Hill and their 4th of July parade? It was pretty awesome. We were able to just wake up from our hotel, walk to the end of the parking lot, which is where the parade actually came to the end right there. And we just sat our chairs down, had our dogs, and enjoyed the show.
Okay. Shout out to the Pleasant Hill parade. Can I ask a quick question?
Because
that's what everybody said. He said, hey, he lives in Walnut Creek. Did he just say he got a hotel in Pleasant Hill, which by my math is about 9 minutes away? Did he get a hotel for 4th of July to go to the Pleasant Hill parade when he lives 9 minutes away?
Maybe he didn't go for the parade, but you know, there's something about, I mean, it doesn't matter where. It's something about like, yeah, not being at home. That is just funner.
I mean, I understand that, but you got to get more than 40 feet away from your own house. I mean, like, actually, like, you got to go slightly somewhere.
I'm not mad at that, Seti. I'm not mad at that.
I live in Walnut Creek.
You got to get the vacay in where you can.
Okay, fine.
Every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend. You can check them out now, JV Morning Show. They're on our Instagram story. So I was going back to my pictures, and turns out I took none.
Oh,
wow.
Like, we spent 4th of July, you know, we went to, like, a family party, and we did fireworks, and we cook out, swimming, and I didn't get a photo of any of that. But Friday night, we did take the kids to Sky Zone.
Oh, nice.
And so I have a picture of the kids at Sky Zone.
Which Sky Zone did you go to?
This is the one in Dublin.
Cool.
Yeah, so they had a little glow party.
Aww.
Got a picture of that.
May I just say, Selena, because normally I find pictures of other people's kids that they think are the cutest in the world. I'm like, I just don't see it. Your kids are legitimately the cutest kids.
Are they?
You have such cute kids.
I always wonder if they're actually cute or if they're just mine, so I think they are.
Yeah, most people go mom blind to their own kids, and they think that they're cute. Your kids are legitimately so cute.
Oh, thank you, Graham.
Were you also matching them in a glow Sky Zone t-shirt?
No, that was no. I was sitting my butt down on the couch and just observed.
Do you not bounce when you're there?
Big mama too tired.
Big mama. Really?
Big mama too tired.
I don't see Selena being very coordinated on a trampoline. No offense. Compliment about your kids, but your trampoline skills might be lacking.
Yeah, it's best you don't.
All right, mine's a picture of my family, my wife, my two kids. This is our vantage point from the Novato Parade, which we go to each and every year on the 4th of July. We had our chair.
Why does your son look so sad?
He's in that phase where you cannot, everybody will be smiling and he's making the face. And then you say, just one where you're smiling, and he'll start smiling. And the second you take a picture, his face changes.
He's doing the pout, though, and the pout is in, remember?
Is it? Oh,
yeah. It looks like that's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like totally mogging.
He's on trend.
You guys.
Yeah, he's down. he is. Anyways, shout out to everybody that went. The Novato Parade was packed. A lot of people out there. It was fun.
Aw, I love that. And then my
picture. Go ahead.
Is from Discovery Meadows. Told you I went there for the Mexico Game Watch Party. Mm-hmm. Super, super fun. I did end up getting sunburned again. I don't know what is up with
me
lately.
Did you burn your legs?
I did.
Yeah.
I literally just recovered from...
I would be so upset if I burned my legs.
I just recovered from my other super bad sunburn. Like, my skin full on peeled from my shoulders.
Ugh.
And now I'm scared it's going to happen again just because I put some sunscreen on. But yeah. I don't know if
it doesn't work.
Like, the sun's just been a little more powerful lately or
something.
It's
called summer. Yeah, I was going to say, you're not familiar with the sunscreen.
No.
You got to reapply. You got to reapply.
Forget all the time, and I hate that that's even a thing that you have to do. But anyways.
And in your great picture, yes. You got your hand on a giant ball here.
Yeah.
You should have worn jorts.
No, I saw
Isn't
someone.
That what these are?
No,
these are just shorts.
These are just shorts.
Yeah. I saw someone, though, with jorts, and I that's all I could think about now. Like,
Male or female?
But did it look good? It looked good on her.
See, how come everyone else can wear jorts?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how you pair it with.
And
but again,
I think we're too short for jorts.
That's a good point. They would be
agree.
Like.
I didn't think of that. The reason, but
I think
that
might be what it is.
True. Yeah, jorts on us would be
just
almost
pants.
Full length pants.
Yeah,
just be baggy pants. Like really baggy ones.
Yeah. Because somebody with long legs, like they look
True.
Good.
We'll leave that trend for somebody else.
I guess.
Yeah. Also, woke up with random bruises. Not sure how they happened, but.
This is a family show, Jess.
No, I'm just saying.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Yeah, come on now. You've been clean.
It's just a fun time was had. Ew.
You can check out all of our photos from home. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Remy from Vallejo.
Thank you so much for making everything better in the morning, the drive to work, all that good stuff. To all of y'all. And Graham, bro, I've known you since high school. Same person. Absolutely awesome. Thanks, brother. Later.
Oh, like a high school
best
friend?
Talk back of 2026 right there. Appreciate you, Remy. What's up, Vallejo? The 949-591. That's where I was born.
Magazine Street.
Yep. Right there.
You and him go way back?
I remember everybody from high school.
So you were like this in high school? From high school?
I remember absolutely every single person there. I'll start in order. Allison Dunn, Andrew Crane, Ashley Kerrigan.
Okay, that's all fun. Did you pull out your yearbook?
I remember everybody.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.